The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the following program do not necessarily represent those of Mark Radio, The Shepherd, or its advertisers.
Welcome to The Shepherd at Work, a weekly program to help you learn how to live your Christian faith in every place you work and live. Host Mark Goldstein introduces you to individuals who are successfully and effectively engaging in marketplace ministry and gives you the tools you need to do the same. The Shepherd at Work is sponsored by the U.S. Christian Chamber of Commerce, building kingdom, business, and community. Now, here's your host, Mark Goldstein.
And welcome to The Shepherd at Work, and back with us today is Pete Fulch, Peter Fulch Jr., who is, I guess, Mike Gillen's in the studio with us. And, you know, I mentioned Mike, and after the last show, he said, you know, do people know who you are, or did I misspeak on Pete? You're our producer, and you're also the host of Afternoons with Mike.
That's right. It's great to be here. Great to be part of your program.
How does it feel doing a whole half hour show and not having to say anything?
It is different. It is quite different. I get to enjoy this from a different viewpoint.
So, Pete, the last time you were with us, we talked about the 13 elements of being excellent, and that being excellent as a Christian, being excellent in the marketplace, that is really being salt and light, being marketplace ministers. So I'm going to come back to you. Last week, we said that the first one we were going to talk about, the first element this week, was relationships. And that just really jacks me up. So take it away, Pete Fulch.
Well, thank you again, Mark, for having me back on. Thank you, listeners. And yes, in our previous segment, we talked about excellence in your speech, excellence with honoring authority, your team support, bringing hope and encouragement, your service to others, and having that other-centered attitude. So relationships. And again, I'm wanting to just share with you just real stories from the workplace out there. And I had the blessing back in Minneapolis when I worked for Burger King to be running a training restaurant, or having a restaurant that not only we were performing well, but we're being asked to train other managers. And I remember having a manager join us, a brand new manager. And this manager came to us, new to us, not new to the business. He'd been a manager for other restaurant groups, and he'd been in the management role for a while. But so sharp guy, loved working with him. And just, you know, in my restaurants, I love to have motivation. I love to have inspirational quotes and different posters around the restaurant. And one of the posters I had was actually in the office right above the safe. And it was a picture of two runners running. And it had the caption was from Hebrews, "Let us run the race with endurance." Hebrews 12, "Let us run the race with endurance, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith." So this brand new manager, about the second day with me, says, "Pete, I need to talk to you." And I said, sure. So normally I like to have these conversations out in the closed portion of the dining room, but my office had a nice big window, and there's a window on the door. So we went in there. And he says, he pointed at the poster and says, "I'm offended by that poster. And I need you to take it down." And he said, I'm Jewish. And so we continue with our conversation. I've got a decision to make. Brand new person comes in my restaurant. That poster has been up for quite some time. The other managers have not said anything about it. So what am I to do? And as I prayed it through, I made the decision to take the poster down for the sake of building a relationship with this manager. He knew where I stood with Christ. And for him to see me say, "You know what, I want to honor and respect you, I will take that because I don't want that poster to get in the way of our relationship and our working together." And we had a wonderful work relationship. And eventually he trained and he went on to his restaurant assignment. But relationships are so important. So I didn't want to let a poster get in the way of building a relationship with somebody.
You know, and that's so much like Paul in Romans and Corinthians, how there are certain things we know that are right, but to do it would be wrong.
Correct.
And we stay in the spirit of the person, not the principle.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I like that a lot. So the next one is be more than a supervisor sometimes. What does that mean?
What I mean by that is sometimes those of you who are, and even if you're not in an official position of authority, you know, God puts you in a position sometimes to be more than just that fellow employee, to be that encourager, as we've talked about in the last segment. But I, in my world, in restaurants, work with a lot of young people, and high school age, college age, and even, you know, today we young people are just struggling with just life and just perceptions of who they are and what purpose do they have. So I had a few employees that just expressed some of these feelings. I had a pretty good employee by the name of Shelly. Loved Shelly. She was a pistol. She worked really well, hard worker. But sometimes you could tell if her emotions were very evident. So one day in the kitchen, she was slamming the microwave door. She was slamming tools and utensils on the counter. And so after I put somebody else to take her position, I said, Shelly, can we talk? And so I said, what's going on today? And once again, she was in the office that had a great big picture window. And so again, it's not like we were behind closed doors, nobody could see us. But she just was pounding her fist on my desk and saying, I hate my parents. I hate my school. I've had it. So I let her vent, pounding my desk, and then felt prompted to say, you know what? I'm going to encourage you. Stay in school. If you quit school, I believe you're going to regret that later. And your parents, honor and respect your parents. They're not perfect. No one is perfect. Mm. But my encouragement to you is to honor your parents. And again, we didn't turn it into a huge spiritual discussion, but she received that at that moment. And she knew where I was coming from.
Well, and like you said before, words mean something. So when you say, I want to share this with you to encourage you, that's kind of opening the door for an expectation rather than, uh-oh, he's going to lay down the law on me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I also said, I've also in that conversation, I'm not your parent. I'm not your father. I'm not replacing your father and mother, but I'm going to encourage you to stay in school. Okay, that's a good decision to follow and finish your high school career.
You know, the other thing when in counseling and sharing with your employees, there is really a balance with being an encouragement, but it not turning into a Bible study.
Correct. Absolutely. Yeah, that's important because, again, we got to, you know, understand what is acceptable in the workplace in terms of what subjects get brought up and what subjects don't. But it again, allowed her again, like I said, she kind of let out her frustration and, was not disrespectful about it, but just said, hey, this is what I'm feeling right now. So.
But what I love about you, Pete, and what you've done over the years is you have taken those biblical principles and learned how to articulate it in a secular world. Without losing the impact of the intent.
Yep. That's important. Yes, definitely.
Something that we don't see a lot of these days is respect. So that's another key element.
Yeah. And again, I've had the blessing of working for wonderful groups, wonderful organizations. Back in Minneapolis, I work with a restaurant group that really was just starting their training function going, but it was a privately held restaurant group, and the ownership that was the family, held to some religious and faith traditions very different from mine.
Okay.
And so there was no mention of Christmas, no mention of Happy Easter or anything like that, and so for 3 years when I worked there, I did everything to respect their traditions, their beliefs, their ideologies and such. And my training partner and I did some wonderful things to really elevate training and leadership development in the organization. So 3 years later, as I am feeling the call to move to Florida to join General Mills Restaurants, now Darden Restaurants. So last day of employment, I'm sitting with the executive vice president of operations. He calls me into his office and he's thanking me profusely about just all the things, recapping all the things that happened with training and development with our managers. So we're wrapping up the conversation and I'm about to leave his office. I've got my handle, I'm holding the handle of the door and he's, Pete, hold on, one more thing. I just want to say thank you for showing and modeling us how to live.
Mm.
blew me away. Showing a model, how, my view, my faith, very different, didn't say much about it, but they saw it. And that's what he was referring to. Thank you for teaching and then showing us how to live.
So in this world where it seems like every view is a divergent view, how do you respect the person, but not the message that maybe they're sharing?
Well, and that's a great question. And like I said before, with just on what I was called to do and asked to do for them went well beyond their expectations. And that was during the days of that 3-year period during the days of Operation Desert Storm. And I actually organized an outreach to all of our veterans, all of our folks that in the company that were serving in some capacity in that conflict. And so it's those extra things that I think said, you know what, I have a respect. He's respecting us and going above and beyond to do more than experience. So again, so there's where people will will notice you.
Yeah. You know, Mike and I have talked in the past about how decades ago, you know, you'd have politicians, they'd argue like crazy on the House floor or the Senate floor, and then they'd go out and have steak and drinks together.
Yeah, you don't see much of that anymore.
No, but that's the thing. They don't respect each other, and we need that respect. We're going to be taking a break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about a very, very key element, which is humility and sacrifice. So stay with us, folks. You're listening to The Shepherd at Work, and we'll be back in just a minute after these important messages.
The U.S. Christian Business Expo and National Conference takes place on October 13th and 14th in beautiful Orlando, Florida. The theme for this year's event is God's Economy, Believers Doing Business in the Marketplace, and features internationally known speakers and authors who will share their expertise on the seven pillars of success, including Jason Noble, the real pastor from the powerful movie Breakthrough. You'll be inspired by the worship experience led by Christian recording artist Mac Powell, former lead singer of Third Day. There's also a Christian Business Expo that's open to the public, so you'll meet people who you'd want to do business with and who'd want to do business with you. For more event information on how to be an exhibitor or to purchase tickets, visit uschristianchamber.com. That's uschristianchamber.com.
Hey, this is Mike Gilland, Operations Manager at the Shepherd Radio Network, with a special invitation for you to join me daily, Monday through Friday, for my show, Afternoons with Mike. Our show is aired at 3:05 p.m. and replayed twice, first the same night at 9:05 p.m., then the next morning at 10:05 a.m. It's my privilege to have a wide variety of guests on my show, ranging from senators to pastors, celebrities to singers and businessmen and women. The common thread to each episode is our goal to look at life through the lens of a biblical worldview. You can listen on air to any of the three Shepherd stations in Florida, plus you can listen online at our homepage, theshepherdradio.com. Listen on demand to our podcast, available on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, or Google Podcasts. All you have to do is use the search phrase, Afternoons with Mike.
Once again, here's Mark Goldstein.
We're back for our second segment of The Shepherd at Work. And in the studio today is Pete Falch. And Pete, before we get into this next point, you do an audio that goes out every week called The Spirit of the Comeback. And we've been talking that pretty soon Central Florida is going to be able to hear that on The Shepherd. What is The Spirit of the Comeback?
Spirit of the Comeback, it kind of started with everything going on with the COVID and the pandemic and such. You know, businesses are trying to make a comeback, and we all have times where we go through rough patches or situations where we need new energy. We need, whether it be with our business, our personal motivation, having better habits. And so the Spirit of the Comeback is a 1-minute message delivered with some high energy, kind of in a kind of commercial style, but would be going out on Wednesday mornings to whoever would be the, you know, the audience, to help them on, from a business and personal standpoint, how do I restore? How do I get to a better place? How do I come back?
Well, we're looking forward to carrying those. I get them every Wednesday from you already. And if anybody wants them now, just email the station and let us know. And we'll make sure you start getting them. Back to the elements for excellence. We're in the home stretch now. So humility and sacrifice.
Yeah. And again, I'm sharing stories from the corporate office workplace, from a consultant, and from my days in restaurant operations. In my days in restaurant operations, I worked a lot of weekends. And so I had a particular weekend where I was assistant manager working in a restaurant with Burger King back in Minneapolis. And unusual situation, I had Sunday off. So I got a chance to go to church. I had a chance to go to Sunday school. And so I invited my Sunday school over to my house for a little picnic and a barbecue afterwards. About 2 o'clock in the afternoon, on this beautiful afternoon, I get a call from the restaurant. One of my other assistants, Mike, says, "Pete, the broiler's down." Well, that's not a good thing when you're selling a lot of Whoppers and hamburgers for your broiler to go down. So I'm on the phone trying to give him direction on how to get it back up and going, and he's not successful. So what I end up doing is I end up leaving my own party, put a couple people in charge of my party, drove the 45 minutes to the restaurant to go help out Mike. And what's, I'm going to keep this real. What's my inner voice driving to the restaurant? "Oh, come on, Lord. Why did this have to happen today? It's supposed to be my rest day. I'm supposed to unplug from the restaurant," all of that. So blah, 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 blah. Well, I get to the restaurant. I greet the employees. I greet Mike. I grab the big Shahonkin toolbox. We go over to the broiler, and we disassemble everything, get the chain back on track, get the broiler up and going. We now are selling hamburgers and Whoppers again. So as I'm putting the tools back in the toolbox, I look over at Mike, and he's kind of shaking his head. I said, "What's the matter?" He goes, "Pete, I can't believe it." I said, "Believe what?" I said, "I've been watching you. When I called you on the phone this afternoon to ask for help with this broiler, I didn't hear any irritation. I didn't hear any frustration on your voice. When you came to the restaurant, I didn't see you calmly grabbed the toolbox and you came to the broiler and worked with, I didn't see you slam any tools. I didn't hear any swear words under your breath. You calmly and gently and supportively helped me get this broiler going today. And I really appreciate it."
Well, so that's amazing.
I'm on the freeway saying, "Lord, I realize there's a greater purpose for what happened today."
Well, and all of Central Florida just learned a new word with Mike Gilland and I today. Shahonkin. That's a keeper. Shahonkin. Almost sounds like you're cussing and getting away with it. The I word, something that we all hear and a lot of people don't have, integrity.
Yeah. As a consultant in my recent years, I've done some contracting with different learning organizations and did some classes for prior learning. Wonderful group to work with. But as they prepped us and as they prepared us for these classes, I taught maybe about 12 or 13 of their classes. We were not to be involved in soliciting any business from the from those participants. They worked real hard from their marketing to fill those classes, and those were their customers. However, I constantly got asked after class, "Can I have your business card? Do you do more?" And I had to answer, "No, I'm sorry." And the reason, and how I would answer them, I said, "No, I want to honor the integrity of the contract I have with Prior." And I had one particular participant says, "You're the first person that has not given me a business card." I had another a pizza franchisee in New Orleans said, "I want to have you come into my restaurants. I see your background and you're with the restaurants." He says, "What do you charge, $10,000 a day for your consulting?" And I'm like,
from your lips to God's ears.
And once again, I want to honor how the setup is supposed to be. It's not for me to solicit business from a class of 50 or 60 to help me personally. So,
you know, and then the next one ties right in with that, upholding boundaries.
Yeah. What we mean by boundaries is just making sure, again, that that things are done the right way. And sometimes we get put in positions, as you know from our involvement with the Christian Chamber, we had Fellowship Fridays. And Fellowship Fridays were wonderful opportunities for folks to further build relationships and support each other, where we would meet on Fridays at their place of business.
Or at your house.
And Mark, I was just going to say, you know, my place of business is my home, where yes. I have conducted some classes and done some consulting from there. So I've hosted groups there. Well, one particular Friday, and I think you were double booked that day, so because I know you like to get to just about all of them, and you weren't able to make it, so I'm waiting for others to arrive. Well, the first person that arrives is a woman. And you know how my setup is, and thankfully she understood. I said, you know what, unless we have other folks come, I don't know we can go forward.
Right.
And thankfully she understood that, but it was just one of those things where the Bible says that let there not even be the appearance of evil.
Right.
Wanting to uphold the proper boundary there of what would be acceptable to meet and not, or not meet.
And there's other times when people that are so well-meaning wouldn't have a nasty thought in their head. You can get in a situation that can go way farther without you really wanting to.
Correct.
So it's best to just nip that one in the bud.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, Pete, we're coming to number 13, the biggie, I think. Love. Love, and let's spend a few minutes and unpackage that.
Yeah, I really believe, again, whatever the role you have, the spirit that is done in this is in the spirit of love. And it's interesting because when I taught for Prior, I taught a lot of courses, but I had my bread and butter, and they always scheduled me a lot for a class called The Excellent Trainer. And that was a class designed to help those. We covered a lot of ground. We covered how to conduct training, how to lead a class, how to design training, and how to run a training department there. In the afternoon of that curriculum, we're talking about your approach to training as a trainer. And one of the elements that I added to the discussion is I said, you know what, sometimes we got to be careful because it's not, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care about right. them. So it's not about self-glorification and you impressing them with your knowledge, impressing them with your skills, but it's really reaching out to them in a spirit of love, loving them. Mm-hmm. Okay. Loving them. I'm not saying hugging them, but how you care for their personal training and development and how their growth as an employee, that's done in the spirit of love. So, in the class, I came across an expression long ago, says, if I could speak with the tongue of men and of angels and have not love, I'm nothing but a noisy gong mm-hmm. or a clanging cymbal. Now, that expression does come from the Bible. I didn't say where it came from.
Right.
I said, and I would have people come up to you afterwards and say, wait, wow, did you quote scripture there? Or are you a Christian? And it's interesting. One of the pieces of feedback that got back to their main headquarters is obviously they fill out an evaluation, but somebody had written a handwritten note to the folks that received this feedback and to the head person of that and said, I just appreciate the class I just took with Pete Fulch. and his quoting 1 Corinthians 13:1, and it's like, and that was sent to me, and I'm thinking, oh, wait a minute, because they get sensitive about, there's two things you can't talk about in your classroom, religion and politics. Yeah. The gal who received that, she sent feedback, thank you for taking good care of our clients and our customers out there.
You know, when we look at love, unfortunately in English, we have, I love my car, I love my wife. There's a degree of difference, but I use the same word. You know, I'm wondering in this context, Pete, if we need to love in every way. We need the agape love. We need the phileo love. We need the eros love. And we need to love well with those people that we would interact with that kind of love.
Well, that's a great point. And it's almost like Paul is saying in that passage in 1 Corinthians, because he's talking about if I allow my body to be, what happens is he's saying that anything done outside the context of loving someone else is really not God's will.
Well, I love the fact that you were here, Pete.
Yeah.
So with the few seconds we have, we don't have time to go over all 13 points again, but if somebody wants a copy of these, can they just email me at the station or contact at the station?
They certainly can. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
And we'll make sure. Maybe we can even get it posted somewhere.
Well, sure. Absolutely.
Pete, thank you so much for coming in twice. This is Mark Goldstein with The Shepherd at Work, and we will see you next week.
You've been listening to The Shepherd at Work. Tune in next week as Mark will introduce you to another marketplace leader who will show you how to live your Christian faith in every place you work and live. The Shepherd at Work, sponsored by the U.S. Christian Chamber of Commerce, building kingdom, business, and community.
The preceding was a Mark Radio production.